And Arnie Sherman.
You're listening to What Do You Know on News Talk KGVO, AM 1290 and 98.3 FM. Arnie, a good Sunday morning.
Good morning to you, Scott. You know, I was thinking this morning, as we continue to battle COVID and all of its permutations, that it would be good to just run away from it somehow. And that brought to mind the fact that we're going to be talking with Tricia Drobeck today, who is executive director of, the Missoula Marathon and Run Wild Missoula. And that's something that Town Square and this radio station has been very active in, along with a number of other industry and business leaders in Missoula.
Great point, Arnie. You know, the Missoula Marathon is a great economic driver to the city. It's a prestigious marathon in the Pacific Northwest, a college mountain town. Folks like Providence and Alpine PT and Missoula Bone and Joint, Runner's Edge, Flanagan Motors, Big Sky Brewing, Town Square, of course. We all get behind this thing because this is, that's what this town is about, right? It's about getting out there. You know, we're right now dealing with the drudgery of winter and ice. But once that kind of melts away, if you will, this is Missoula really opens up.
Right. We have running events all year round, but the marathon in June is really the crown jewel of the events. Thousands of people come in internationally to participate, in the race.
Exactly. And it's, anyway, Tricia, we know is going to be a great guest. She succeeded the late Tony Banovich, who was a guest on this show, and he passed away suddenly in October of 2020, the executive director. So anyway, it'll be a nice, lively conversation. We'll get to know Tricia.
I'm looking forward to it.
Me too, Arnie. Back after this with our guest, Tricia Drobeck. Arnie, we are back with our guest, executive director of the Missoula Marathon and Run Wild Missoula, Tricia Drobeck.
Tricia, welcome to the show today. How are you doing?
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm doing very good. Thank you for asking.
So for our listeners who aren't familiar with Run Wild Missoula, can you give us a little capsulized summary of what the organization is all about?
Sure. I will do my best to keep it short because we do a lot. So Run Wild Missoula is a volunteer-based organization here in Missoula, and we encourage running and walking for all ages and abilities. We do that through, we do about 10 races a year, as well as the beloved Missoula Marathon weekend of events as well. We have training classes, social events. Sometimes we bring in guest speakers. We have group runs that go regularly. We just encourage people to get moving, get out there. A little bit of something for everybody.
And it's a membership organization? You have members?
It is, yeah. We have about 1,500 members here kind of in the Western Montana area. And another thing that we're very passionate about is we are a nonprofit. We're a 501(c). And with most of our... I wouldn't say most, but we do a lot of charitable giving as well. In fact, last year in 2021, we gifted $43,000 to other charities in the area.
That's fantastic. Now, 2020 and 2021 was difficult for you. You actually did a virtual marathon, isn't that how it ended up happening?
That's right. So obviously in 2020, when in the spring, when the pandemic hit and everything shut down, the marathon shut down with it, turned it into a virtual run. And there was big hopes of having it in 2021 as well. It was right on that cusp of, after vaccines rolled out, there's lots of uncertainty in the county, and the marathon committee made the impossible decision to cancel the race again for in-person that year as well. So it also became a virtual race. So we are very bound and determined to have an in-person race for 2022, and, as well as keeping people safe out there. But I think everybody can agree that we all know a lot more.
How do you do a virtual race?
How do you do a virtual race?
Yeah.
So it's actually pretty fun. And I participated myself in the 2021 virtual marathon. You can map out a course of 26.2 miles or 13.1 if you're doing the half marathon. And you go out and you record it either with your, you know, you can use Strava. A lot of people have GPS, that sort of thing, telling you how far you've run, or you can pre-map it and run it. And then you report back to the race organization. Usually you just upload your results and we post those for everybody to
just
see.
Just like you, Arnie, with your golf handicap.
Virtual golf.
Virtual golf. But, you know, I think before we kind of go even further, I think we have to acknowledge the fact that the last couple of years with the pandemic has obviously been crazy, but we also lost our executive director, Tony Banowich.
Yes.
Right at the outset, unrelated. But, you know, talk a little bit about that, Tricia, and kind of what that has been like over the last, you know, year and a half almost, and kind of working through that.
Yeah. Because you were involved even before you became executive director of Run Wild Missoula. You were involved in the organization. You actually won four of the races.
Yeah, I definitely have participated in a ton of Run Wild and Missoula Marathon events. I was also on the Missoula Marathon committee, heading up sponsorships back in when Anders Brooker was the race director prior to Tony. But yeah, in 2020, it was pretty much a huge shock, and it rocked our running community very hard when Tony suddenly passed away. It still renders me speechless a little bit. I don't think any of us were prepared for it. And, you know, Tony was just a staple, and he did great things for this club. His passion was evident in everything he did. You guys knew him, and it is very big shoes to fill. And I think about Tony a lot and a lot of the things that I do. And, you know, he embodied a lot of the good qualities that we want in all humans. But yeah, so it was, you know, pandemic in March, Tony passed away in October, and then it turning around and having to cancel the race again in 2021, it was just kind of like bam, bam, bam. And then, so we've done some healing, I think, within the organization and with the marathon. And I think everybody's ready to have an in-person event. We've renamed the 5K race to the Tony Banowich Missoula 5K in his honor. And we'll have a little display about Tony's legacy at the race. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and the dates now, you know, for the race are when?
So everything starts on Friday, the 24th of June. That's when we have our beer run, which is super popular. It's free. You show up, you go for a 3 or 5 mile run with 700 to 1,000 of your closest friends. And then you finish with a complimentary Big Sky Brewing beer. We also have the expo and packet pickup that night. The 25th is the expo, again, the kids marathon finish, the 5K or the Tony Banowich Missoula 5K as well, and packet pickup. So it's a very busy place down at Karis Park all day Saturday. And then both the half marathon and the marathon start at 6 a.m. on the 26th of June.
And you became executive director in August of 2021. You had never run a not-for-profit organization before. You're now, you know, 5-6 months into it. What's the experience been like for you?
It's been actually really awesome. Not that I would have expected it not to be awesome, but, you know, I came from a very for-profit organization, I guess you could call it. I worked for a large corporation. I came from the aquatics industry, so very different than the running industry, and obviously going from private industry to a not-for-profit is a big shock. But when it comes down to it, customer service is customer service, and I'm taking care of our members and making sure that they are engaged and that they are, just getting involved in the organization. We have so many volunteers. It's pretty amazing what happens at each race and each event that we do. And the marathon itself, so many people put in countless hours. I've grown to wear many, many hats. I feel like I have maybe 300 heads to wear all of my hats here, because it's just myself and two full-time staff members and a part-time staff member. So I am learning as I go. There's no instruction manual, but I am having a good time. I get to talk about running all day, so I can't think of anything that I would rather do.
Did you grow up running? As I know you're originally from Portland, Oregon, which is, you know, the home to
of the swoosh.
Of the swoosh or whatever it is. And talk about that. Like, how did you get into running?
Sure. So I grew up playing soccer. Running was pretty much used as punishment. If you were busted talking, you know, get on the line, or if, you know, you had a bad game, you had to run sprints or something. So my relationship with running definitely did not blossom, I would say, until after college. One of my friends invited me. She said, "Hey, I'm going to do a marathon in the fall. Want to do it?" And I was like, "Sure. What's a marathon?" I had no idea really what I was getting into or the culture I was stepping into, because running comes along with this like intense culture. And I'm kind of bummed that I missed out on that in my high school years and college years. But at the same time, there is something to be said for discovering something new as an adult that kind of changes your trajectory of your life. Because I can tell you right now, if I hadn't have said yes to my friend running that marathon that day, I probably wouldn't be here. So,
but you were you also trained and are a competitive runner. What's that like? What is the training regimen? I mean, we're talking about weekend warriors now.
Sure.
So talk about that, because that's an accomplishment in and of itself.
Sure. So kind of in my late 20s, early 30s, I discovered that I could actually run fast if I tried hard and, you know, really thought about it rather than just kind of going out for a plod, if you will, that I could run fast and I could win races. So I set the big goal of breaking 3 hours in the marathon. 3 hours is a pretty big barrier for a lot of runners. And so I went after that, and it took me, gosh, maybe 6 tries to actually do it and figure it out. And kind of once I got over that barrier, the time just kept coming off and I kept getting faster and faster. I was running more miles. And then I would say kind of in my mid-30s, I really got competitive, hired a coach, went to the Olympic trials, and you know, I mean, I wouldn't say I was like a professional runner or anything by that means. I was maybe an elite or sub elite level, still competitive, winning some prize money regionally, doing well. But it was fun, and I enjoyed that. I'm a competitive person, and it was a great outlet for me. After I went to the Olympic trials, I ran one more and won one more Missoula marathon. And then I said to my husband, "Okay, let's get pregnant," because I was ready to have kids. And sorry if that's TMI, but I was ready to, you know, settle down and have a family and kind of move on from that big part of my life.
Arnie, one quick thing I'd like to say is it's interesting to think that in your mid-30s, you were competitive. When you talk about most professional endeavors sports-wise, it tends to be in the 20s, right?
Well, yeah, it's extraordinary that Tricia could be a Olympic level runner and not have started when she was 9 years old. I mean, the pattern, you know, of people who probably competed, you know, in the Olympic trials, you may be the only person that was there who started as late as you did. Most start, you know, a heck of a lot earlier. They're competing in high school and you know, college, and doing cross country. They're on the track team. They've had a coach since they were 18 years old. It's been, you know, and to start as late as you did and to be as competitive as you've been, You still hold the, I think, the record for the Missoula, you know, marathon race that you set in 2015. Mm-hmm. That's an amazing story in and of itself.
Yeah, there is something special about women in their mid 30s. I don't know if you guys paid attention, but last weekend, both American records were blasted by in the half marathon and the marathon by women. One was 37 and one was 38. So
yeah, I saw that.
You know, it's crazy. I feel like with distance running, it's especially women's distance running. I mean, it's really not that far removed, one generation removed, where they thought, you know, a woman's uterus was going to fall out if she ran that far, or they weren't allowed to do the Boston Marathon, or, you know, it's still new because we weren't allowed to do it, or we weren't encouraged to do it. So I do think that American distance running is, you know, it's kind of at this forefront of breaking barriers.
Real quick question. So does it also speak to the fact of emotional maturity and the psychology of being able to run a 26.2 mile race? I mean, talk about the psychological kind of preparation and training along with the physical.
Sure. Yeah, they definitely coincide. And I know that there's a lot of people out there that say, you know, running is 10% physical and 90% mental. Because when you do get into a race like that and your body starts hurting, I mean, your body is telling you, no, 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 stop, slow down. And your mind has to be stronger and say, yes, 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 I can do this. I can keep going. It is a constant battle the further you get. And honestly, some of the best runners are the people that can quiet their mind, or their mind is louder than their legs. So, and you have to practice that. And I tell people that. I'm like, you have to practice like your internal monologue and talking to yourself and staying positive. If you get in that mindset that you're, you know, oh man, things are getting headed south and I hurt and this hurts and this and that, you know, I feel like that would be with any sport, but especially distance running. If you're going to be out there for 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 hours, you know, that's a lot of self-doubt that can creep in, and you have to stay above it and really talk yourself, you know, that you've done the training and, you know, you can finish this.
And there may be something to be said for physiologically waiting till you're mature, till your physical assets have matured and haven't gotten damaged, you know, early on, that there are little cracks and breaks here and there that have healed, but can be in a long run an impediment. Maybe holding your body until you're, you know, a little bit more mature in life may be actually an asset for marathon running.
I think so. I mean, you know, and burnout, whether it's physical or mental, is huge too. I mean, I can't imagine what it's like to compete if you are like a top level runner or athlete of any sort, to be that level in high school, be that level in college, and then you go into your young professional career and then trying to hang on to it into your 40s. You know, I can't imagine. It sounds exhausting, you know? So, I mean, I was lucky. I developed a passion, and it also wasn't tied in with anything other than the fact that I like to do it. I mean, I had my job, I had my career, and I had, you know, my husband and family life, and then I had running. So they were pretty siloed. I didn't really have much, like my pocketbook didn't depend on how well I ran. So I imagine that has a big
how much of the work at Run Wild Missoula is helping runners try to balance nutrition with running and balance, you know, that psychology versus physiology aspect? And, you know, how much do you get into, you know, the sort of the whole is greater than the sum of the parts of the people that are your members?
So we do offer a marathon training class where members join with quite a few other people. You know, we have sometimes we have 50, sometimes we have 250 in this class. And we do talk about that. And we talk about nutrition because they're going to be out there for a long time. We talk about hydration, what to wear, what shoes to wear. And we talk about the mental aspects of running, what to expect race day. We kind of walk through the whole thing. And that is a specific class to train for the marathon. We offer that one time a year. We do also offer in the fall a beginning running, a beginning running class. And they do talk about that as well. And, you know, just talk about how to get into running, how to start running, how to continue running, and, you know, talking about nutrition, psychology, and that's all kind of a component of that.
All of the good, all of the good stuff. Let's do a quick ID. Our guest is Tricia Drobeck. She's the executive director of Run Wild Missoula and the Missoula Marathon.
You know, it's interesting. You talked about, you know, the 3 hour, you know, sort of curtain and trying to pierce that. Mm-hmm. And then you just mentioned, you know, the marathon record, I think, was set at like 220 or something now for a woman. And it's like 201 for a man. How much further can you actually go? I mean, there has to be some sort of, you know, limit. I mean, we keep saying that and then people keep breaking these records. But what do you think is actually possible?
I would say you guys should watch the movie. I think it's called Breaking Two, about Chip. I'm going to butcher his name, but he is like, they train him to break 2 hours in the marathon, and they give him pacers.
What's the pace on that? What would be that pace?
Oh my God, I don't even know. It's like 4:30s or something. I'd have to like do the math.
Oh my God. The pace has got to be 13 miles an hour if he breaks, you know, if he breaks 2 hours, he breaks 26 miles in 2 hours.
So if you're
13 miles an hour is crazy.
That's fast.
That's real. I mean, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah. It's 4:34s. 4 minute, it's 26 4 minute and 34 second miles over and over again.
Right.
That's insane.
Really?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's a big deal if like a woman breaks the 4:30 mile barrier, and here this guy is doing it 26 times over.
Amazing.
So yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, the shoes have been a big deal in the marathon, distance running as of recent, kind of like the speed suits were in Beijing for swimmers. You know, the shoes have made a big difference, and you've seen all of these world records set over the last couple of years. And that's the big deal. I don't know if there's going to be another breakthrough like that, but I think that, you know, internationally, I think, you know, they're going to keep pushing and it's going to keep dropping by seconds. But American wise, I feel like that there's definitely a lot of, especially on the women's side, that those numbers are just going to keep falling. I wouldn't be surprised if, like, you know, by the time the next Olympic cycle comes around, that the American record that Cara D'Amato just broke gets broken again. So it wouldn't shock me.
So for our listeners who say, I'm never going to run 26 miles, running opportunities for people in Missoula to participate almost at any level. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. Yeah. If you're sitting on your couch watching TV or whatever, and you are like, man, it would be great. We have a 16-week course with professionals. We have a coach. We have PTs as part of the class. And we just guide you and help you. We have 2 supported runs a week. And then you have to do your homework and run a couple of other days a week. But we'll get you to the start line. And then you have to get to the finish line. We'll be there waiting.
When does that start? Yeah. When does the training, 16-week training program start?
It starts February 27th. Online registration is open for that now. If the marathon seems too daunting or running isn't your bag, we also have a walking class for the half marathon, and that will start the following week on the March 5th.
Right. Yeah. And you do some, if somebody says, you know, 5K is my thing, you can, you know, they can perfectly find a place in the organization to get support to, you know, run or walk, you know, because we have, you know, many, many senior people who obviously are not marathon, you know, focused, but would like to have the enjoyment of, you know, running and being able to run in a, you know, responsible, managed way.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, once it thaws a little bit out there, I think some of our run walking classes will, or not classes, they're group runs, will resume. We do those on Tuesdays and Thursdays for the run walk crew. But right now we have groups that meet weekly. We have a Saturday group, a Wednesday night group, and then we also have a Tuesday group that meet and run. And, you know, we like to call them no drop runs, which means that if you're hanging in the back, somebody's going to hang with you.
Well, that's good.
And yeah, I mean, we're here to be inclusive and we want everybody to enjoy themselves. And,
Scott, you'll hang with me for the 40 yard dash.
From one side of, you know, yeah. Arnie, I have committed to do the 5K this year, just my personal goal, because I used to love running, but it really is true. Like, the running community is very supportive. It's not like when you walk into a gym and you see guys lifting weights, you're like, I'm never going to be able to do that. I just won't even start. With running, it's very encouraging because they know everybody has different levels.
Right.
Stamina and of skill. So there, to your point, Trisha, you're very inclusive.
You know, I remember I was never much of a runner, but I liked walking an awful lot. And I remember often as you do, Scott, being from back east, you know, starting up in the Upper East Side in New York and walking all the way down to the, you know, end of Manhattan, you know, and that'd be, you know, 10, 12 miles.
Great. And a great run.
Nothing, you know, so.
A great walk.
Yeah, great walk, great run, you know, great, great experience. And it was, you know, healthy and interesting and, you know, helped you have some level of fitness rather than virtually walking,
you know, on a treadmill,
sitting in front of your TV.
Oh, right.
Playing, you know, playing some kind of, you know, virtual reality, you know, game, which doesn't really do as much as
the metaverse. The metaverse.
Right. Doesn't have the same benefits.
Trisha, how do you feel about that? The I know you talked about inclusivity and training, but it really does go back to the mental thing, which is it's so easy to talk yourself out of running, to say, I hurt today.
Yeah.
My back hurts.
I think the key is to make it a habit. You know, with anything, you know, you have to do something, 10 times before it's learned and it's a habit. So you have to show up 10 times. I also think that when you do it with a group and you make connections with those people, that you want to show up for them just as much as they want to show up for you. So if you start meeting somebody Wednesdays at 6 a.m. and you don't show up for one, there's a little bit of accountability there. And so I think that plays a part on it as well.
Yeah, you don't want to let people down. You don't want to let people.
Well, it's what happens. It's kind of what happened when we play golf, right? We have a foursome that we like to play with regularly, and you don't want to let them down. And even if the weather isn't perfect or you feel a little, you know, out of sorts, you don't want to let the other folks down, as opposed to just doing it yourself.
You got to push yourself. You got to push. So, Trisha, what's nice about Run Wild Missoula is you have a couple of different events happening. So I think you had mentioned to me in the studio a couple of days ago, the next deadline for sign up is January 26th. That's when the rate changes for the marathon, right?
It's actually technically it's the 29th. The 26th is our registration party.
Okay.
So you have until the end of the month to sign up and save $10 if you want to register for the Missoula Marathon or the Missoula Half. We are hosting a registration party at Big Sky Brewing at 5:30 p.m. On the 26th of January, where we'll have a beer run, meaning we just go for a 3 or 5 mile run, your choice. Again, those are big group runs. Nobody runs alone. And then you come back, you have a beer, hopefully sign up. Each thing you do, if you show up, you get a ticket. If you do the beer run, you get a ticket. If you register, you get a ticket. And then we're going to have a big raffle and give away some fun prizes.
Fantastic. And then if you want to do the kids marathon or the 5K, you don't have to sign up right now, right? You can sign up closer to the race.
Yeah. Those events, they won't have a price increase until April. I don't think the kids marathon has a price increase. We just allow the kids to come out and have fun. The 5K, the price doesn't change until April, but it's always good to sign up. We also do something called the Big Three Challenge, which we encourage participants to do the beer run, the 5K, and either the half marathon or the marathon. And if you do all three of those, you just, when you cross the finish line with the half marathon or the marathon, you head to the booth and you get a special prize. We've done these really cool magnets, or I think one year we did bottle openers. So there's
a defibrillator.
More beer.
Exactly.
Right. Now, Tricia, there's been some upgrades to the course this year because of the work that's been done on the bridge. So what's it going to look like this time around?
Well, I'm biting my nails that the bridge will be done. It's hard to say. They don't exactly have a date because I know they're waiting on some parts. But that's a very PC way to say that. The west side of the bridge, however, is complete, and there is a huge new beautiful walkway that overlooks the river and Karis Park. And also, so our spectators won't be squished like they have been in the past with the old narrow walkway. So I think it'll be a great place to spectate. Please cross your fingers for us that bridge will be done. We'd love to have it completed to showcase to all the people that travel here from all over the world to see this race or compete in this race.
Well, you bring up an excellent point, which is the economic impact that the Missoula Marathon alone, forget about all the other things that Trisha's organization does. What is that, Tricia? It's in the $2.5 to $3 million, right, range?
Yeah, it probably won't be quite as big this year because we capped it a little bit. But yeah, it's been projected in the $2 million mark. Just so many people coming in, the hotel stays, the, you know, shopping, the dining. And then, you know, one thing that isn't calculated that we do see the economic impact from Missoula, we can calculate that a little better. But, you know, when I talk to families that come to this race, it's not just, hey, mom's coming in to run the marathon with her friend and then they're leaving, or dad's coming to check Montana off his list and then he's gone on Sunday night. People bring their entire families and they either drive here or they fly in with a car. Then they're off to Yellowstone or Glacier, or, you know, maybe they're staying in the area. They go fly fishing, you know, they do all of the things. It's prime time right after school gets out, you know, in June, it's beautiful here. So people come and they stay. And so not only are they spending dollars in Missoula, but they often travel beyond and, you know, put more money into Western Montana, which is quite exceptional.
Beyond Missoula. Have we ever done, or has the Run Wild Missoula ever sponsored or endorsed like the triathlons, the multi-type races where they're, what are they, swimming, biking, and running?
Yeah, no, I don't know off the top of my head if in the past they've done anything. We may have lent our equipment or somehow sponsored monetarily in some way, but nothing off the top of my head. It is funny, though, that the Coeur d'Alene Ironman is the same day as the Missoula Marathon this year.
Oh, it is this year?
Yeah.
I seem to hear a lot about triathlons these days when I look at my Facebook feed and see people I grew up with that are traveling all over the place to do these endurance type, feats, I guess, if you will, or competitions.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think a lot of people want the title Ironman as well, you know, and more power to them. Hey, get them out there, get them doing their thing.
Right.
It's a different ball game when it costs, you know, $900 to do an Ironman, but it, you know, Missoula Marathon's $87. So it's a little different. Or I guess maybe it's not $900. Maybe it's more like $600. But
it'll be a nice way
to buy wetsuit, and you know, it adds up.
It'll be a nice way to integrate Flathead into the whole scenario out here, Arnie. Sure. Have you a question for you, because you brought up New York? Have you ever been in New York during marathon time?
I've seen the marathon. Yeah, it's an overwhelming experience. the Boston Marathon, the New York Marathon, all the big city marathons, you know, ones that you don't even think about very often. Chicago, I mean, almost every city has one, and they become big, you know, sort of landmark events for the year in the city because of the very reasons Tricia mentioned. You bring your whole family, you make it part of, a vacation experience. The race takes up only a small part of the overall kind of experience, particularly for people that, you know, have never been to Montana, have never been to Missoula, or are traveling here once a year to participate in this event. It becomes part of their, you know, their repertoire of things that they do. It's an important activity for any community to engage in, just as the kayaking on our river has become, you know, an event for people to come to Missoula to participate in.
Tricia, have you run other marathons? I'm imagining you have, besides Missoula.
Yeah, I think I've done about 30 marathons, and wow. I've done Boston twice. I've done Chicago. It's been, I've done quite a few actually. And honestly, I know this sounds so jaded, but Missoula's the best. It is amazing when, you know, runners put on an event for runners, right? Runners know what other runners want and what other runners need.
Sure.
So it's been pretty great to like witness that. And even before I was like, you know, in this position, you know, the last 10 years, I'd tell Tony or Anders or whoever was like in charge of the marathon, I'd be like, oh, this is what I saw. Or these are the bad things this marathon's doing. And, Missoula's on a different level than like, say, a Boston or Chicago or whatever. Those are iconic races, right? With thousands and thousands of people, you know, when I did Chicago, I think it was like 45,000 people or something. I'm like, that's like the size of this town. So
right, that's a whole different kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's an event. You know, that's a happening, as opposed to this, which is a mountain town having a mountain race.
Right.
But interestingly enough, who is our competition in terms of like the Mountain West? Who does obviously Bend, Oregon, and you know, cities in Oregon, but are they dotted all over kind of this Northwest area, these types of races?
Yeah, and they kind of go, you know, Bend actually doesn't have a race, but, you know, Coeur d'Alene's quite a bit smaller. We're kind of in a weird, like, in-between middle size, you know, where we have 6,000 participants. You know, we're not quite to the grandeur of, say, like a Grandma's Marathon, which is in Duluth, or Fargo's pretty big. But, like, Eugene, I feel like, is kind of up there with us.
I think we're in this sort of a college town race environment, you know, Northwest college town competition, kind of a
It's a lot. But so what other races do we have coming up? Because I know the marathon is obviously in June, but you have a few other things happening before that.
We do. Yeah, we kind of do like a race a month, but we actually have quite a few coming up. We have our Heartthrob 5K, which is in Missoula, and that is the 12th of February. And then we have the Snow Joke Half Marathon, which is in Sealy Lake. You run around the lake. That is the 26th of February. And then Run for the Luck of It, which is our St. Patrick's Day celebration. Again, free beer. I feel like this is the theme for everything. is the 12th of March. So those are probably like the next ones. And then we've got, you know, like I said, about one race a month until the end of the year.
Until the end of the year. Wow. And then we know June is June. And then do you take August and July and August off?
Well, July is definitely like a, you know, come back and settle down month for sure. So, yeah, July is a chill month. Nothing going on. August, we do a 4-mile run with the River City Roots Festival. So that is on Saturday. And that's a very popular race as well that coincides with the festival.
Good. Arnie.
Yes.
I think we should take a quick break. When we come back, we will have our final words with our guest, Executive Director of Run Wild Missoula and the Missoula Marathon, Tricia Drobeck. back after this. Hello, Arnie. We are back with our guest, Executive Director of the Missoula Marathon and Run Wild Missoula, Tricia Drobeck.
Tricia, is your family runners? Is your husband a runner? Your kids run? Or are you the token runner in the group?
Well, no, my parents don't run. I mean, my dad might have been a hobby jogger in the 70s, you know, in like gray sweats or something, but nothing competitive. And my family was active. My brother is a mountain biker, and my husband was a former professional triathlete. So I'd say that's about it.
But they're obviously supportive of your not only professional career as a runner, but now running, you know, a not-for-profit organization. You know, Scott and I have been, you know, during our careers, often involved with not-for-profits, and they can be challenging. You have to put budgets together. You have to raise money. You have to support staff. You know, you have to, you know, manage books. I mean, you went to school to get a degree in journalism. And now you're, you know, as you mentioned very early in the show, you're wearing 300 hats. You know, you have to be, you know, you're overseeing the financial aspects of the organization and the marketing, you know, aspects and all the business aspects. Do you have a mentor that you go to? Is there somebody that helps you with all of that?
Well, definitely on the financial side, we have a very strong board and a very strong financial presence with our board of directors. So I definitely lean on them quite a bit. And our newly minted president of the board, he's a CFO. So I tend, if I have financial questions, they tend to go to him.
Who's that?
And his name is Jeremy Partain.
Great. Who else is on your board?
Oh man, we have 12 awesome board members. Let's see if I can rattle them off. Okay. Do you want like who they are and what they do, or
why not? Let's see if you can remember them.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yes. I feel like this is like a pop quiz. Okay.
Pop quiz.
So we have a strong legal contingency too. So we have Leah Handelman, who's a lawyer at GLR, Elizabeth Erickson, and she is with the one down by First Interstate. And then Russell LaFontaine, he's a Montana public defender. And then we have Justin Grigg, who works in PR, Jimmy Grant, who's a historian, Aaron Clark, who works, for a nonprofit as well. She works at Wild Montana, Dana Bandy, who is a website guru, and we just got two new websites. So I lean on Dana a lot when I have website and WordPress questions. He's awesome. And let's see, Pam Gardner, who she also runs. She's now retired, but she does all of our back of the pack running. We have our own, I know you guys talked about this, but like the walkers and runners, or the walkers, run walkers, they call themselves the boppers, which is the back of the pack.
Yep.
So Pam also is in charge of boppers. We have Chad Taylor, who's an engineer at Merle & Morrison. How many is that? I haven't.
Did you say Candace? I'm now looking. Candace
Ryan. Yep. Oh, good. You're checking up on me. Okay, good. Candace is new. Candace Reinholt with First Security Bank. Andy Nelson, who's also in the nonprofit world. He's the executive director of the center. Who else? Did I get them all?
I think you got all of them. I wasn't checking that close, but I was hoping you were cheating and looking
at
your
good
great
group.
Website.
That's
I'm not
a very
cheating.
Good group.
I know you're good. You're good. What is the website where we can find all this information and more, all the events and how to sign up? What's the URL?
Sure. Runwildmissoula.org is for all things Run Wild. MissoulaMarathon.org for all things Missoula Marathon, but they also are kind of linked to each other. So if you find yourself on one, you can easily get to the other.
Yes, I see that. They're up in the upper navigation, Arnie, because we're going to do the 5K.
Yes, you are.
Are you going to do the corporate challenge? Are you going to get the rest of the town?
I'll be the cheerleader for the back of the pack. Is my contribution.
I'll be the beer guy. No, I'm going to do the corporate challenge. I got to talk to, listen, now's not the time to talk to anybody about anything in my office. Everyone's working through, you know, different pandemic related issues. So, but anyway, and we're all getting back to health, thank God. Yes. Anyway, our guest was Tricia Drobeck. She is the executive director of Run Wild Missoula. You've been a delightful guest, and we enjoyed it. You got to come back again.
Sounds good. I'd love to.
Tricia, it's been our pleasure. It's great talking with you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Arnie, I will see you next week, Arnie.
Yep, see you next week, Scott. Take care.
This is Tricia Drobeck, Executive Director of Run Wild Missoula, with your running community update. Is your 2022 goal to run a marathon? Then Run Wild Missoula has you covered. We have training classes that start next month, tons of guidance from coaches and running professionals, and meet other runners and walkers training for their first race. You can find more information on our website, runwildmissoula.org. Town Square is a proud partner of Run Wild Missoula and the Missoula Marathon.
Thank you for listening to What Do You Know?
I can't wait for the next show, Scott.
I'm excited too, Arnie. If you'd like to suggest a guest, send me an email at scottrichman@townsquaremedia.com. We'll see you next week. And thanks for listening to News Talk KGVO.